preference for feelings of nostalgia and comfort. So people choose orange juice, for example, as a healthy product, since citrus tends to have that health halo that I mentioned before around it. But I also read in this recent Mintel report that for new food and beverage launches, show that there was a boost from 21%, or boost of 21%, I should say, from 2018 to 2021 that had both the citrus flavor and the immune health claim. But also, if you look at it from a different angle, recent studies are also showing that in high potency, CBD may ward off COVID-19 due to the production of antivirals. So, depending on whatever you're trying to protect yourself from, this could highly differ. But from a survey that Imbibe did, we asked consumers to rate the flavors that they'd like to see most in an immune-boosting beverage. And the top five flavors were mandarin orange, tangerine, tangerine citrus, yuzu lemon, and mixed berry. So this certainly validates that heavy association that citrus has with immunity.
Wow, okay. So I'm hearing a lot of citrus, mushrooms, maybe some cannabis products, CBD in particular, seem to be in wide use right now. Are there any products this would be sort of insider's perspective, but are there some ingredients that you're aware of that maybe are not widely available in the marketplace just yet that you see formulators maybe sort of tinkering with to see if perhaps there might be some new avenues to follow with them?
Yeah, so we are starting to see some up-and-comers come up in more formulations, and they're likely to see them in more formulations this year. And those would be elderberry, camu camu, and echinacea. But we're also starting to see these in some fringe or entrepreneurial, I guess, products, where we're seeing them in more mainstream ones as well. Like Viva Organics just released a Pure Boost vitamin C shot, which includes acerola cherry and then also camu camu.
So, kind of moving on here a little bit from ingredients and ingredients.